WMA, mobile and monitoring.
Hey, old mobile.
Jim, I'm down in the valley here by the Greenville VA Center here. This is NZOTR.
NKO4LAO. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I just had a doctor's appointment, my six-month checkup. I'm getting on the road back to home. I'm kind of like Willie Nelson. Getting pretty old, Jim. I'm just a little hoarse this morning. I don't know why. Maybe a little bit of a cold. But just left down there and everything checked out all right. And blood pressure was a little high when I walked in, but it went back down, so not concerned about that. It's a beautiful day out here. I think it got warmer already than what they anticipated. It's 54 degrees. What you up to?
Had a drone training session for the last 3 days, learning how to give basic pilot evaluations for drone flying, and that was pretty intense. And so I'm trying to regroup and get my head back together and get back in my CW practice and all the other stuff I got to be doing.
And what are you indoctrinating people for? Commercial use of the drones or just recreation?
Stuff. Actually, I guess you could do recreation. A recreational pilot could do this, but they'd have to have a 107 guy with them to take the test. But the National Institute of Standards and Technology came up with a basic evaluation set of exercises that they feel ought to be what all drone pilots should be taking. Because right now, when you go take your to go get your commercial license, you only take a written test. You don't have to do a practical, unlike all other aviation certificates under Part 61. There's a written part, and then there's a practical evaluation where they actually go fly with you.
Well, boy, that's involved. I think W4DGW took that test. Must be intensive if it was for you being a pilot.
Flying, but yeah, it was intense, moderately so, but it was well worth the time and effort, and now we're able to, it's not just taking that part, it's also being able to give the examination to other people. Hold on a second, Tom.
Girl, TR Mobile.
4LEO, hold on a second here.
Well, TR. Good. Better get that glide path right.
Yeah, my truck quit.
That don't happen very often anymore.
I've had some trouble with low idle on the truck, you know. It does just fine anywhere else, but if you brake with low idle, for some reason, it just keeps dying out on me, and I didn't figure that out yet.
Yeah, standard shift or automatic?
And I had some sensors replaced in it, that were not working well. But I may have to, it used to be my dad's truck, and he bought it new in 2002, and it's a Dodge Ram 1500. But it's pretty basic. I mean, nothing automatic except for the transmission on it. Hold on. Well, that could be it.
Courthouse here on the west side of Greenville. Boy, that's quite a facility they're putting up here, Jim.
Does it work?
Tens of them, I'm sure. Five stories? Wow. It looks like two separate facilities, but it probably isn't. But all glass, lots and lots of glass.
Had a little congestion there this morning. I've had the same thing for about a week, and there's some guys that I was talking to online, they've had the same thing, and we're just wondering what this is.
Yeah, I don't know it just kind of hit me since I went down there this morning. I wasn't hoarse when I got up. She asked me if I had COVID, and I said, I hope not. But I haven't been around anybody except the son-in-law and the grandson was over yesterday. They didn't have colds, and they all been vaccinated. But there's a new variant of Delta and Omicron together now that's come out, I heard this morning.
Thing, and I was reading about it last night, but I'd kind of been unplugged from the world for about 3 days there.
It's a good thing. Everybody ought to get unplugged, especially from that social media crud.
I agree with that. I think I'm better off not reading the news there, or maybe check in once a week or something.
Oh, we watch the local Fox station here all morning, mainly for the weather and that, and local news. But they always throw a spattering of the national news on there, too. But for the most part, it's about the most honest one I know of, and I don't have any way of verifying that, actually, Jim. You don't know what to believe anymore. Well, it is... it was really chilly out yesterday morning. The water in the chicken pen froze up, so I had to go out and the wife and I had to reinstall the heated ones. They're thermostatic control. They just come on whenever the temperature gets below 32. And I was kind of surprised. The other watering system, it's automatic. It's a 5-gallon bucket. It's got these little cups all the way around the 5-gallon bucket on one side, and as they drink it, there's a float in there and it refills it. But that froze up, so it is January, so we just went ahead and put the other ones in there. They're a little bit more of a pain to fill, but it's part of taking care of chickens, I guess. We just kind of have them for fun, but they are starting to lay again. Thank God for that. This is NZLTR.
Before you go, do my turn. How are you guys doing today?
Sandra, tell me your call sign again.
Hello, Oscar Sports. Singer from Lima, Papa. KO4U.
Sandra, I'm going to have to get out of here, Jim. I got to run into Publix here and get some stuff, and I'll talk to you down the line, buddy. This is NZLTR.
All right, KO4LAO. Have a good day, Tom. Alexander, I'm sorry to ask you to repeat this again, but tell me one more time.
Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima, Papa, KO4ULT.
Hey, KO4LAO. Yeah, I had heard it before, and I was going through a line here to pick up some lunch and just couldn't pick it up quite. But what are you up to today, Alexander?
But right now I'm taking a bike ride around the neighborhood with my brother and my mom, and I just thought I'd take the HD with me. Is my signal coming in okay?
I'm in here in TR down here by Burger King, and you're pegging it out.
I know where you are, and, right now about 2 minutes, car drive away from North Greenville University, and you're right by Walmart there, then.
It's a great day to be out doing a good bike ride.
It is a nice day to be doing that. It is not too hot, so that way you don't sweat too much, but it's nice and sunny.
I'm up a little bit more this afternoon, so I don't know. How's your contact log going? How many are you up to now?
Okay, counting for a while, so I'd say maybe 55, 60, somewhere around there. I'm not sure.
Looking to get 100 there the last time I talked to you.
Looking for 100. Eventually, I'll probably reach my goal.
Well, listen, I'm going to say 73 to you, Alexander, and look forward to talking to you again and listening to you check in on the net. But I'll be clear on your final KO4 ULP, this is KO4LAO. Have a great day, Alexander.
73, this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear about listening. 4ULP, monitoring. 4ULP.